Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So, what you need? Baby, I got it. What you need? Do you know I got it? All I'm asking is for a little respect. Now, I'm sure that most of you recognize that little ditty as a song by the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is giving your content a little bit of R-E-S-P-E-C-T. So, the Queen of Soul did that song in 1967, but did you know that somebody else recorded it first? It was actually recorded and written by Otis Redding, who was sitting at the dock of the bay. But Aretha did it 2 years later in 1967. Now, Aretha was born in Memphis, Tennessee, but she was crowned the Queen of Soul in Detroit, Music City. In the course of her lifetime, she did almost 30 albums and 8 films, and she died in August of 2018. But this story is about respect. And I certainly respect that woman, man. She was amazing. But respect is defined as a feeling of deep admiration for someone or something elicited by their abilities, qualities, or achievements. And obviously, Aretha achieved a lot of things. And I think we all want to achieve something, too. We want to earn respect from our listeners, from our viewers, wherever we're creating content and trying to get people's attention. 3 things you need to know about respect. It has to be earned. It's not something that just comes out of a box. Content needs to be respected in order to be viewed credible. In other words, you, as the author, have to have some relevance to the content. You can't be an expert on something that you've never done, right? And the next thing is people respect consistency. When Aretha stood up and got on stage, man, you knew what you were going to get. So when you're providing content, you have to do the same thing. So here's what I'm suggesting, is give your content a little R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Let's start with the R. R stands for research. Now, I had to go into Wikipedia and some other websites to research all of the information about Aretha Franklin. Now, I didn't know that she was born in Memphis. I did know she was in Detroit. I didn't know her mother moved to Buffalo, but not all of that information is important, but I still researched it so I knew what I was talking about. And that's what you have to do. You have to find information, stats, quotes, whatever you can to bolster your information. The more you give people some good, solid base behind what you're saying, the more they're going to respect it. Next is E, experience. Personal stories add so much to credibility. Now, I could talk about Aretha Franklin because I owned a recording studio, actually sang on some national jingles, and I've been a musician pretty much all my life, so I understand music from a different perspective. That, my friends, is adding credibility through experience. The next thing is sympathy. You have to show that you care about your listeners. Now, I don't know whether you like rhythm and blues music, but I think everybody can agree that there are certain people in music that formulated just about everything, rock and rap and whatever. So, I understand you may not care about Aretha Franklin, but I want you to know I care about you and your music. The P stands for purpose. And your audience is asking itself, why should this matter to me? Well, why I think this podcast matters to you is because you need to put yourself in the position of the end user, the consumer, the listener, the reader, and get inside their head and say, what's important to them and how do I get this message across? The next E stands for education. People love education. They want to learn something. I don't think you come here and listen to me for 10 minutes because you like the sound of my voice, right? You want to learn something. People love bulleted lists and they love the 10 steps of. I'm giving you 7 steps today. The R, the E, the S, the P, the E, the C, and the T. Those are my 7 steps to getting respect for your content. The next thing is context. You have to show some results or some proof of concept. And the way that we can measure that is through things like Google Analytics or through likes and clicks and shares and comments on your blog posts inside of social media. You want to show that certain things have better results than other things. So no matter what you're trying to do in getting your message across, make sure that you have some way to show measurable results. That's what the context is. And finally, T, takeaways. People love to have something actionable. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go back and read a piece of content that you've either written or recorded and see if you can find the RSEPCT in there. Have you done the research? Did you go and see if you could find some supporting materials behind what you're going to talk about? Do you have experience with it? Is it something that you have actively done? People pay more attention when you've been there and done that. Does your piece have sympathy? Does it resonate in the minds and the hearts of the people that you're speaking to? Does it come through with a purpose? By making people feel akin with your purpose, they're more likely to come back for more, or better yet, share it with their friends. Do you provide education? Are you giving people step-by-step information that they can use? Is there context? Can you show proof of concept, results, something that says it's worth the time to do what I'm telling you? And then finally, what action are you asking people to take? And even more importantly, are they willing to take the steps necessary to do what you're suggesting? So that, my friends, is giving your content a little R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Now, let me give you a couple of final fun facts about all of this. Number one, you may or may not have known that Aretha Franklin was in the movie The Blues Brothers. The guitar player and the bass player in the band for The Blues Brothers was Steve Cropper and Duck Dunn. Steve Cropper and Duck Dunn were in the original band that recorded this with Otis Redding. And the lead singers for the Blues Brothers were Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi. Now here's another fact. In high school, one of my light men, his name was Bill Belushi, John's little brother. So that, my friends, is how I get 6 degrees from bacon to Aretha Franklin. So I hope you enjoyed this little fun story. If you'd like to learn more, I want you to visit my website, li4sales.com. That's where I teach people how to use content marketing on LinkedIn to find your perfect customers. Go visit li4sales.com.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.